In all of last night's election results, you may have missed this news. More than 1 million people now have voted with their wallets for Taylor Swift.
Billboard affirmed last night that her album 1989 went platinum, meaning it sold more than 1 million copies. Here we are in November, and it is the only album released this year to go platinum.
Industry sales have been largely dismal until this moment. NPR's Sam Sanders reports on what that means for the industry.
There are really three keys to Taylor Swift's success, and they're things that a lot of artists are already doing, but Taylor Swift is just doing them way better than anyone else. Step one, be a promotion machine.
Welcome back to the program, the lovely, delightful Taylor Swift.
Here she is right now, Taylor Swift with the number one smash single.
With the song Shake It Off, Taylor Swift.
That's Swift on Letterman, Good Morning America, and Jimmy Kimmel Live. She also went on The View and The Voice and Ryan Seacrest's radio show and Sirius to promote her new album.
I see I'm too late. Got nothing in my brain.
And last week, Swift got herself named New York City's Tourism Ambassador to the World. Former Billboard editor Bill Wurdy says no one can push an album like Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift is a promoting fantasy. She wants to be everywhere. She wants to get up early in the morning, go to bed late at night, and work, work, work.
Okay, step two, connect with your fans. Really connect with them online. Billboard editor Joe Levy says Swift has been doing this for years.
You go back to when she was 15 years old and she was the one lecturing her record company about MySpace. Now it's Twitter and Tumblr.
Swift responds to fans on Twitter all the time. She retweets photos of them buying her albums, which only makes other fans buy more of her albums. Swift even used Twitter to invite fans to her house for a private 1989 listening party. They all, of course, tweeted about it, only increasing the hype. Her strategy is so good, it's gotten a name.
The hashtag is Taylor Lurking. It could be Taylor Stalking.
The actual hashtag is Taylurking, but you get the idea. All right, step three, make fans have to buy your product. Swift spoke with NPR last week and shared how she does it.
There has to be an incentive to go to a store, buy a CD. We've done an exclusive at Target that has three extra songs. It has three songwriting voice memos from my cell phone. I have five sets of 13 Polaroids from the album Photoshoot that are in an envelope in the CD.
And Swift's label is making it harder to stream her music. This week, Big Machine Label Group pulled all but one of her songs from the streaming service Spotify. The thought seems to be if it's harder to stream, you're more likely to buy. There are also rumors that Big Machine might be up for sale soon. If stopping streaming can increase Swift's album sales, it will also increase Big Machine's value to investors. But Bill Wurdy says the Spotify move might not be good for the industry.
You're talking about undercutting one of the few growing revenue streams in the recorded music business, and that's streaming music. With downloads falling and with CDs falling, if streaming music isn't the answer, it's not really clear what the answer is.
Taylor Swift might not be the answer either. As straightforward as her strategy is, you kind of have to be as good as Swift is at pulling it off. And Billboard's Joe Levy thinks that will keep Swift's success from spreading.
No, her good week is not a sign of an upward trend for the record industry. Her good week is out of the ordinary. Her good week is some Twilight Zone stuff.
Some very, very lucrative Twilight Zone stuff. Sam Sanders, NPR News.
Yeah!
This, too, is NPR News.